Here's Bruce Williamson. Bruce is from Rail Passenger Group Rail Futures. Bruce, what do you make of this idea of 24-hour trains?
Well, broadly speaking, I think I approve of it, actually. I mean, I totally agree with Cyrus' comments about getting the last train and being stressed about not getting that. You know, hopefully that would be one thing that that would disappear forever. And maybe, you know, very, very, very long into the future, we'll have a rail tunnel to Ireland so you can catch your last train.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've seen it happening on the tubes, and I think, you know, it's a reflection that we're moving towards a 24-hour society. And if people want to use trains at 3 in the morning, well, why not put them on?
Yeah.
I'll tell you why not put them on.
Here he goes.
I'll tell you.
Here
he
goes.
Let's be realistic. When do you then repair the tracks? When do you have downtime?
You're one step ahead of me, Eamon. I was going to make that very point. There are downsides. Well, of course, you know. Yeah, the trains have to be... Sorry, the tracks have to be... Well, and the trains as well, of course. They have to be serviced and repaired at some point. I mean, it's easier to swap trains in and out and have one on standby, but you can't really have a bit of standby track. Although, having said that, where you have a rail network, there are often diversionary alternative routes, they're pretty few and far between at the moment because the network is so congested. So there's an argument as well for expanding the network and allowing more alternative routes so that maintenance can happen on one part of the network while the trains go past them on another part.
And tell me, Bruce, do you feel there would be a demand for 24-hour service?
Yes, I mean, clearly the trains aren't going to be packed at 3 in the morning in the same way that they are at 8 in the morning. But yeah, I mean, you know, the city centres are buzzing throughout the night these days. And having said that, of course, there is one of the other downsides. If you've got a sort of fairly sparsely passengered train in the wee small hours, of course, it's not really going to pay for itself in terms of, ticket.
Fare box,
as we call it. So, you know, we have to look at the cost of running this, subsidising these trains, and there's a negotiation to be had with the franchisees, and, you know, it seems in the current environment that the government are going to be reluctant to subsidise trains even more for the less popular services. But it's interesting that Mark Carne has raised the possibility, and I think it will happen in the long term.
Looking at the popular route, so for example, Oxford to London is obviously a real popular one. But
well,
I think
with you, yeah.
Yeah, especially with me. But I also think that as more and more people have to live outside of London and live, you know, within that sort of M25 kind of area, you've got more people coming into London for the entertainment, but then going back home. So I do think that there would be a demand for services.
Oh, yeah, undoubtedly. And you could look even further as well. You know, I mean, I'm sure there are people who travel from Birmingham, Bristol, Manchester for a party in London, and possibly even the other way around as well. So I think there's, you know, a strong case for the intercity as well as these urban services. But obviously, you know, you'll have to sort of pick and choose carefully, see which ones are the most viable.
But we're not just talking about London, though. Surely we're talking about this for all cities. So Bristol, you know, Birmingham, Nottingham.
I just can't see the demand for it.
Oh, I can.
But why don't you use the bus?
Go into London on a night out. You go home, put your slippers on, and you're watching a film. Most people go out.
Most people.
Youngsters.
Why don't you use the bus? There's good bus connections. I'm not having a laugh. I see buses saying the big bus, and it's a pound between London and Oxford.
Yeah,
or whatever.
But buses are just uncomfortable. What do you reckon, Bruce?
Oh, I'm very.
I'm a trains girl.
I'm very much a fan of rail travel.
Yeah, same.
I think most people, given the choice, would rather go by train than by bus, even though the bus does tend to be cheaper. And you know, the people are voting with their feet.
Yeah.
Traffic on the railways just keeps going up and up and up.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, again, this is a reflection of a constantly growing railway that night operation becomes more and more viable.
You know, Bruce, this passenger group, Rail Futures, that you represent, I mean, I do look at this country and I despair, and you've got this system operating on a Victorian network and Victorian bases, and all these protests against any high-speed railways, any attempt to drag us into the 21st century is always protested. What is it with people in this country? Why don't they want a futuristic state-of-the-art infrastructure?
Well, I think they do. I mean, HS2 is a different example because, of course, you're slicing through an area of outstanding natural beauty, and it's understandable that people would object to that. But other examples of improvements on the railway, such as new rolling stock and electrification and so on, and improved timetables and increased services and reopening lines,
yes,
but by and large are very much welcomed by the local thing. Yeah, so you know, we have a lot of public support for what we're trying to achieve. It's just frustratingly slow battling against the powers that be to get us the railway that they want.
I suppose what I'm saying is there's always some appeal system. There's always the powers that be that can stop these things. I just really don't know why, you know, overwhelmingly government people just don't want
change
and to bring us into line with, you know, Japan or, you know, other countries, you know, Middle Eastern countries or whatever. But anyway, that's
why we need people like Bruce to keep fighting and pushing these proposals forward and, you know, on our behalf.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll do my bit.
Yes, please, Bruce. Keep doing it.
Thanks, Bruce. Thank you very much indeed. Time's just gone 5:30. Pulling out of the station now, Kate Borsey.